Hi, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. Welcome to Seller Notes. You know, Alan, I'm really glad you're doing this show because this is going to be on Cherry. And the thing that so many people just don't realize is just how diverse a product line or a brand, how diverse it really is.
Oh, it is. And it's not just stuff for little old ladies. I mean, there's Cherries for all occasions. I had a chance to taste through the line from Hartley and Gibson, which is an award-winning sherry producer.
That's a big, long-standing one.
Yeah, it sure is. And I think I'll talk about three different pairs because that's how they line up. They go from absolutely bone dry to the medium body and medium sweetness to just as sweet as they can be. Mm-hmm. But they're class all the way. Let's talk about the bone dry ones. There's going to be two. It's Fino Sherry and Manzanilla. And both of these just have zero sugar at all. Very pale in color, very light, and just a very pungent flavor to them. I think that they're best enjoyed with almonds and olives and slightly chilled. And it's an ideal aperitif because it really gets the old juices flowing. So I think that Fino, which is a little bit fuller bodied than the more delicate Manzanilla, is a great way to, you know, start your dinner and get the ball rolling. Now, there's two that are kind of in the middle, Amontillado and Oloroso, which are slightly sweet for the Oloroso, a little more sweet for the Amontillado. And those are just wonderful. And those are actually sherries that you can have food with.
Okay.
It works out really well. I happen to like the Oloroso a lot because it's such an all-purpose sherry in my mind. I can have it as an aperitif. I could have it with food. I could even pour a little bit of it into some soup. Or as our friend Paula Lucas says, she likes the Amontillado in cream of crab soup.
That would make sense.
So that makes perfect sense to me. And I think that it really just enriches the flavor. Now, the thing about Oloroso that I really like is that the one from Hartley and Gibson presents me with a whole sequence of flavors, which indicates really good quality and really, really good complexity. There's kind of a light smokiness, a sweet, nutty passage, a citrusy, acidic note, and you need the acid to balance these things out. And a closing flavor of sweet toasted hazelnuts. That's a pretty nice parade. And I think it's just really a lot of fun. Like I said, the Amontillado, and we all know about Edgar Allan Poe.
I'm sorry.
And his famous cask of Amontillado, which was kind of a murder weapon, believe it or not. The one that I had wasn't quite as complex, but still very delicious and more frankly sweet. The Oloroso is rich. The Amontillado is sweet. Finally, you have cream sherry, which is the
dessert one.
Yeah, which little ladies are famous for liking. But the real class act is Pedro Ximénez, and that's PX, it's called. Ximénez is spelled with an X. And this is just delicious. It is very sweet, yes, but it has balancing acid. It has so many wonderful characteristics that are very sophisticated. To me, it's like plum pudding in a glass. And I think all of these are very reasonably priced. My wine of the week would be the Oloroso at $18. And these are line priced except for the Pedro Ximénez, which is about $24. Put them all on the website and you can go shopping. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Seller Notes produced by Lisa Morgan for 88.1 WYPR.